This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Update. He did not have an answer. And he was shown the door a couple hours ago. The press release went out. Shelty, as he was affectionately called, Derek Shelton, canned, no longer the Pirates manager, one of the worst winning percentages of all time by a manager who was given that much rope, that much leash. He was the last manager standing from the managerial class of 2020. The other nine guys had been fired. So there was patience with Shelton because the team was rebuilding. And then they got off to a 12-26 start where they were swept by St. Louis yesterday and shut out for an MLB worst seventh time. 412-928-9370 gets you in on the conversation. We are live at beautiful Studio B, Bowser Chevy. Malzy is next to me. I believe I have his right mic on. Do I, Chris?
I would hope
yes, you do.
Yeah.
And we've got Donnie back in Green Tree taking your calls at 412-928-9370. I said when we heard that audio yesterday that he sounded like a guy who might have been managing his last game, and I was right. That was not really inside knowledge, though. That was more an inference and context clues from the way he sounded. I think we've since learned that he did feel like dead man walking when he went out there, that there was a sense that he could be done.
I don't think this came as a shock to him this morning, hardly, actually.
So how do we know it was even this morning? He might have gotten the news before
right.
he even left.
I don't think that. I think you inferred correctly when you heard it. And then, yeah, we've sort of had this sense now. Feel like we've both learned new information that suggests that Derek Shelton, barring some sort of miracle turnaround where they batter the Cardinals three straight games, probably knew he was to the end of the diving board there. This also feels, to use another water-based analogy, like somebody throwing Derek Shelton a life preserver. I understand that there's only 30 of these jobs and it's prestigious to be a major league manager. I've quit a job before a long time ago and they were ready for me to be gone basically right then and there, and it was a huge relief. My first ever like real job out of college.
Did you put in 2 weeks and did you
I offered
the 2 weeks?
I said I'd like to put in my 2 weeks notice, and I'll never forget my boss, like, very good naturedly said, "Now you can be done today."
How about when you left CVS, Don? Did you have to work the 2 weeks there, or did they say, "No, we're good. We don't need you to print out the huge receipts anymore."
Yeah, and then they took that red polo and they put it up in their rafters.
You were the all-timer.
They have absolutely killed a small forest in South America with those receipts, man. It's unbelievable.
It were obnoxious. It was tough. Those things would take like 3 minutes to print.
They print War and Peace for you every time you leave.
those
it's
receipts,
incredible.
Donnie, those receipts were inspired by Chris Jericho's Man of 1,004 Holds. It was just outrageous.
Look, and I know people have opinions on this. That's why I keep throwing the number out there, 412-928-9370, because I do think this is a symbolic bone being thrown to fans. I think it's a symbolic olive branch. I'll be interested to see how many people, though, actually do look at this as a positive thing, because I think that there's just a huge defeatist attitude about the Pirates. I did hear some people driving over here that called in the Joe Show, and a couple said, like, this is a great day to be a Pirates fan and all those things. And it'll be interesting if our listeners follow that kind of way of thinking. Look, I've heard a million times that a manager is only the difference in maybe a half dozen to a dozen games and all those things. I do think, though, a couple things are true about Shelton and why he was not fit to be the Pirates manager. Go back to last year. They were not a sorry franchise from the beginning of the season all the way through like they are in 2025.
They were playing meaningful games in August.
They were a buyer at the MLB trade deadline.
They played meaningful games in August.
And I saw the man manage what were, at the time, bigger games, and I thought he came up unbelievably small. So that, to me, told me if the GM and if the owner either A, spent money, B, they made shrewd moves, or both happened, and he was the guy that was manning the ship, I would not have trusted him to actually get the job done. Mm-hmm. So I got my answer on Derek Shelton, I thought, last year. And then, to make matters worse this year, we can go over their lineup, and we'll talk about Cherington as the show goes on, and we can bring up OPS of these guys and the lack of drafting and developing of hitters and all those things. Mm-hmm. However, one expectation of a baseball team is that they actually go out there and look like major leaguers on a fairly consistent basis. And this team, through 38 games, would make, on a game-in and game-out basis, per game, several mistakes that honestly, like, people that are coaching 10 and 11-year-olds would not tolerate. And that, to me, was another sign of, like,
I don't think they respected him enough.
Yes, either
to play sound baseball, because one of the reasons you play sound baseball, Pony, is because you give a crap and you're trying to. One of the reasons you might not is if you make a mistake, you know that whatever's coming is discipline you don't care about, or you don't respect the guy who's going to tell you this has to be better.
I don't think they either bought in or were locked in. One of those two things.
Both come back to him,
and that comes back to him. Like, yes, they have guys that should not be in the lineup every day. They've made terrible trades. They've spent very little money in free agency. But they do things that you would get pissed off if you went and watched your kid's Pony League team play. And I think that that's a reflection on Shelton. So he is not the biggest issue with the team. But am I just supposed to sit here and, like, feel sorry for the guy then?
Wait, are people actually... Hold on. Are you asking that just, like, kind of spitballing it, or are people actually calling in?
No, I
did people call to Joe and say, you know, what was he supposed to do?
No, I have
he
not.
Stunk.
I have not heard that. Thank you for putting it so eloquently.
He did.
Yeah.
No, sometimes you need to be blunt in these situations. Derek Shelton was unfit to be a major league manager. It was laughable. His every waking minute as Pirates manager, almost without exception, he embarrassed himself. He displayed zero feel whatsoever for the bullpen.
Yep.
To whatever degree, like a manager, yes, I think strategically, I'm one of the people who would tell you maybe a manager, by making the right move, pushing the right button, might be able to affect 5 or 6 games in a given year, generally speaking. I think really good managers who get the team to play locked in every day, who make it, like, both fun and accountable, which is possible, by the way, to come to the ballpark, probably are worth more. It's kind of hard to quantify, and that's why people don't like to do it. Terry Francona usually is one of those guys for most teams. Derek Shelton was the utter antithesis of that concept, because his team, at the very least in terms of action on the field, played like they didn't give a crap about him.
His message at the beginning of spring training was pretty much, hey, if we're going to be a better team in 2025, we've got to play the game the right way. We've got to not beat ourselves. We've got to win games on the margins. And that's what he told the media. So I'm assuming that's what he articulated to his players. And the way he got the message out to them and then went about implementing that message to them clearly did not get through. So it really stems back to the same things we say about all of the coaches and managers here. And now 2/3 of them are no longer employed. And so we don't have, like, this situation where it's a get-along gang where results aren't good and yet people keep their jobs. Now they're finally paying for it. But it's about staleness. It's about, like, when somebody is on the job for this long and things don't change or they get worse, you have to do something. And so I think the Pirates are looking at this like it's May 8th and our season has been just a complete landfill. It's been a complete, now you got bricks there, so that was a bad analogy, but it's
been a complete dumpster fire.
Right.
It's been, it's for expectation, I actually think it's been the most embarrassing major league season of any team. Worse, no one thought the Rockies would be anything but putrid. Same with the White Sox. You could find people who could squint and call the Pirates a fringe contender. They have looked like, for the majority of this year, one of the two or three worst teams in the whole
league. In year six, you're supposed to look like a legitimate baseball team. You're supposed to be competitive. And they didn't make the moves to do that, and that's why you and I did not have high expectations for this team personally. But internally, when you get to year six of a rebuild, the organization is supposed to believe this is when we're not waiting anymore. We're not developing. We're not seeing if guys are part of the problem or part of the solution. It's got to be about wins and losses. And so when this is, when you've got 12 wins on May 8th and you haven't won a game in the entire month of May, somebody is going to take the fall for it. Or shouldn't it happen with Derek Shelton today? 412-928-9370. Donnie, you are the host of Bucko Talk on Saturdays. You have been a tried and true Pirates fan for a very long time. Your reaction to Derek Shelton being shown the door?
Yeah, I mean, this was a move that had to be done. I know we kind of speculated that maybe they'll wait until the end of May. I mean, we even said, in the final minutes of the show yesterday that, yeah, I'm not going to hold my breath on this. I think they could still give him until Memorial Day or somewhere around there. And, you know, you hit like that 60-game mark and see where the team is at.
Yeah, but you said 80% you thought Shelton was safe.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know anything. I was just taking a complete guess. But it had to be done, because I also thought a fair point to make was this man got an extension a couple of seasons ago after a 20-8 start. And I thought if they start just as bad as that, like the reciprocal of what that would be or somewhere in that ballpark, which they have, they're 12-26, I think it's justified to let the guy go.
I think the optics of through 38 games, they have the same record now as they did back in 2020 when they were built to fail because they wanted to get great draft picks and accelerate and kickstart their rebuilding. That at almost the quarter pole of the season, they're in the exact same place they were when they started this journey. Imagine that. Like, you're on a hike up a mountain or something, and you walk for hours, and you realize you've just gone in a circle and you haven't made any progress. How discouraging that would be. That's pretty much what's happened to this team. I also, my wife did a little bit of this. God bless her. You know, she's one of these people who feels sorry for people like Derek Shelton when they get fired. I don't. And here's why. It's not like somebody here at Bowser who, you know, works in the garage here getting fired. He's made millions of dollars as Pirates manager. He's going to get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for the rest of this year to do nothing. And guess what? This offseason, my guess is someone will hire Derek Shelton to be a hitting coach where he will again be paid hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Which is funny because he hasn't done any work with these guys, and they are one of the worst hitting teams I've ever seen, almost without exception. And he hasn't tried to insert himself into the proceedings to save his own ass.
And one of the great debates on that front is going to be how much of the way the lineup was flipped over and changed up every day was him, and how much of it was Ben Cherington. How much of it was, this is the lineup you're using for this game because this is what our analytics people tell us. If you don't like it, there's the door. How much clout did he have to actually fill out the lineup card like that every day? Because I will say, slightly in his defense, if they made him put that lineup out there that was basically, you know, like the lottery ping pong balls shooting around and just nine random guys every night, if that's what they made him do, well, then that's more on them than on him. But as I've also said to you, the fact that he had, you know, basically no resume, nothing to go by, he was a pushover for that reason. Like, if there was somebody in that position that had, I think, some winning experience and some pedigree, I don't think that situation would exist where the manager basically got run over by the front office every day.
But we weren't going to see Terry Francona come here because he and Cherington don't get along. The fact that Charrington's speaking at 3 o'clock about this.
He is.
Yes.
We'll turn those comments around.
Noah for sure. Hiles has just tweeted that out there. The fact that Charrington is the one who's actually going to be allowed to speak about this bums me out because he should be on the unemployment line too. And the fact that he's going to talk about it suggests to me that he's not in as much danger right now as the manager.
He had the first quote in the press release that went out about this.
I think Ben Charrington has actually been worse at his job than Derek Shelton. I think it was a race to the bottom that he won. And the fact that he's probably going to be able to see out this season at least sickens me as a Pirate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Listen to Pop and Joe on Wednesdays to hear about Starkey Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Contest runs every Wednesday through Friday at noon. 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Ben Charrington going to address the Derek Shelton firing in 40 minutes. We'll have that for you. Bob Nutting in a press release saying, Derek is a good man. I'll agree with that, even though he gave me the evil eye a couple weeks ago. Who did a lot for the Pirates in Pittsburgh.
No, he didn't. That's patently false. He did a lot in the sense that he literally managed a lot of games. He won historically few of them. He did not do a lot for the Pirates in Pittsburgh.
There are only, what, three guys with a lower win percentage? Two all time. Okay.
They probably were managing guys named Tungsten Armo Doyle and, like, you know, Old Hoss Radborn, too.
But it was time for a change. Yeah, we can agree on that, Bob. And you'll hear Charrington, who had the first quote in this press release. Derek worked incredibly hard. I don't care about that. And sacrificed a lot. I also don't care about that over 5+ years. His family became a big part of the Pirates family, and we will miss that. He's incredibly smart, not when it came to in-game decisions, curious, and a driven baseball leader. A guy that led them to last place in all but, what, 1 year as Pirates manager?
The only tangible good I think that could come from this is the way they were playing on the field. And what some of what we were kind of hearing whispers of, just like the vibe around there, not even whispers, it was out in the open that it was just a brutal vibe around that team. I would hope that maybe him getting blown out of there is part of at least improving that part of it, where you're going to get a team that's a little more locked in and focused and maybe not all playing like the dead men walking he managed like.
Jason Mackey going to join us in about 15 minutes. He said on Sunday when he went into the clubhouse after the Padre series, it was the deadest and most depressed Pirates clubhouse he had ever been in, and he covered 100 lost teams. This team on pace for 108 losses. All right, let's go to you. 412-928-9370, starting off with Gary. Hello, Gary.
Hey, guys. I'm sorry. I was chuckling over the Curious. I have five grandkids, and there's a book called Curious George, and it's about a monkey that just goes kind of nuts. And
I think the monkey and the guy in the yellow suit could do a better job as the GM and manager of this team. Yeah. How about that one?
That's one hell of a summation of Curious George. It's about a monkey that kind of goes nuts.
Well, I didn't want to really lead into that, but once you said Curious, it just right away I thought about reading all these stories of them. Hey, a couple quick things. I'm an ex-college player from the 70s, so that makes me old. But I'll tell you one thing. It's not only we can go on about Charrington. He's really atrocious. But what they need to do, too, is look down into their minor leagues right now and get a staff. Your third base coach, your first base coach, your new hitting coach, whatever they have in talent – down in those minor leagues, they just bring them up, because Kelly's going to need more than just him there, because they have a mess, because that's also Shelton's staff. And for them to go through spring training and not teach fundamentals, something I was taught from Little League all the way into college, makes me so angry.
Well, simple, thanks, Gary. They might have taught him, but the execution hasn't been there. It either was lost or guys just get to the ballpark and they're not focused, not locked in. I mean, to me,
any way you want to slice that pony, whether it's not taught or whether they are not locked in enough, reflects back on the guy who wears the manager's uniform. That's the easy summation here. You don't have to try to even equivocate like one to the other. They're all falling under the manager's purview, all of that stuff.
The thing about this move that I like, other than the fact that you got rid of someone who largely was terrible at his job, it at least tells us that the owner, you know, is alive and is awake and is aware of what's going on.
Because some people thought it might take 60 games for this all to happen.
Yeah, like the morale of the fan base being so low, the anger and animus being so high. You know, and I think there's also just the reputation that they didn't want to pay somebody not to work. And Shelton, to the best of my knowledge, even though they never publicly announced it, this, I believe, was the last year on his contract, and he was making $1.5 million. So they're pretty much paying him
about a million dollars
to go away, which is a lot less than they paid Hurdle and Huntington.
To be fair, I don't think that it was a fair critique that they didn't want to pay people to work, to not work, because Bob did pay a bunch of guys low eight figures combined,
yeah,
to not work. Like, I always thought of all the criticisms of Bob Nutting, one that I always felt was factually unfair was that he was unwilling to do that.
Here's Tom next. Hello, Tom.
Yeah. Hey, Here's what we're going to know. Tomorrow night, if the bench coach Kelly, now the coach, starts Tommy Pham, fire him on the spot. Number two,
Your phone's breaking up, Tom. We'll let you go. We can call
he
back.
He kind of left on a high note, though. If Donnie Kelly starts Pham, fire him on the spot. I love that as a radio take.
You got to be your own man. And this might be Donnie Kelly's only shot to be a major league manager. His record 0-0. The team's record is 12-26. Oh, yeah, that's right. He came in for Shelton when he had to go to his kid's graduation, which I have thoughts on that whole situation, too. Like,
if Derek Shelton knew he was going to be the manager for the long haul, well, are you suggesting that by going, he kind of knew he was on his way out? Because I think you could split that either way. If he went and he was super successful, he'd be like, well, of course they're going to let me go for a game. I'm the best manager they've had in forever. Like, if Clint Hurdle had left to go to a kid's graduate, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, in the midst of his really good run, in 2015, if they're 12 games over already, he's like, I'm going to skip one game. I think people don't bat an eyelash. They're like, well, yeah, sure, he's earned that right. But I think it does cut the other way, where if Derek Shelton does it this time, you're like, does he think he's not long for that
Jimmy
job?
Next. Hello, Jimmy. You're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Hey, change is good. Shelton being gone is good. But this is a Band-Aid, man. The mediocrity of the Pirates begins and ends with Bob Nutting. As long as he's at the top, this is just a Band-Aid. Sherrington should be gone, too. Sherrington and his band of Ivy League analytics guys. I mean, I don't think anything's going to change. As long as nothing's there, there needs to be emphasis on winning, and as long as nutting is at the top, I don't think there's going to be an emphasis on winning. With, I mean, Sherrington, I think both Shelton and Sherrington were handcuffed by Nutting's lack of emphasis on winning. So I don't see much changing. I see Kelly as Derek Shelton Jr.
Okay, that's fine. But my question to you would be, what does the owner have to do with the guys they draft, just out of curiosity?
Draft better players. I mean, Henry Davis isn't a real 1-1.
I know that, but I'm saying, how is the owner to blame or at fault for the crappy draft record?
Well, you're right on that. Sherrington is responsible for that. But if Sherrington had more money, like, I'm not asking for him to spend $200 million. I'm asking for him to spend $120 instead of $100. Spend $20 million more. Don't bring in Tommy Pham.
That's fine, and thank you. But my point about when you say you get rid of Shelton or you get rid of Sherrington and we're always going to get mediocrity, I disagree with that if they draft better. If they draft the right players and then they bring them along and don't screw them up on their way to the major leagues or once they get here, they'll be a good team.
Well, do I have to tap the sign again? Granted, you didn't just watch it. It's like 10-plus years away back in the past. You watched under this very same owner, a GM and a team president and a manager trio come in and go 94-68, 88-74, and 98-64 in three consecutive years.
The owner hired the wrong people,
man.
And that's an absolutely legitimate.
But that doesn't mean that the job
right now.
That's a very legitimate shot, but it is not an impossible job. We have seen it actually work. They didn't win playoff series. That
not
sucks.
Just here.
Right, but we've seen it work here and elsewhere that you can be a very good to great team on a budget. It's harder. You have to get a lot more things right and get more breaks, but it's not as hard as Ben Sherrington made it look.
All right.
Or Derek.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Shelton made it look.
There's no spark. It is dead. Being over there, I've not been around a more depressed atmosphere. I don't see anything that's changing.
When you say depressed atmosphere, do you mean the crowd or do you mean the actual players are like
yes
depressed?
And yes.
That's really bad.
Well,
yeah,
that sounds
bad.
Like they're not playing for their
manager. Because they lost 100 games in back-to-back seasons.
I know.
You covered those teams. You're saying this is worse than that?
Yes. Yes. Because there wasn't that much hope. Not that there was a ton of hope right now, but they thought that they were going to be good.
Fan Hotline's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Another bombshell Pittsburgh sports story today. Derek Shelton out as Pirates manager. One of the worst managers in baseball history if you go by win percentage and factor in how long he had the job going back to 2020. They couldn't take it anymore. Fired. Donnie Kelly promoted the Mount Lebo star and a Point Park man to become the next Pirates manager, interim tag, of course. Jason Mackey, you heard him there on the showdown Sunday. I mean, he said it was like a mausoleum walking into that clubhouse. Never seen a more depressed one. He's on his way over to cover the Ben Cherington press conference, and he's with us now. Jason, we're hearing things like this team basically didn't want to play for, didn't really have much respect for Derek Shelton at the end. Have you heard similar things?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty obvious by what you saw, Tony. I don't think it's just associated with Shelton. I don't think it's like the guys had some sort of personal vendetta against Derek. I think that there's just a really sad state of affairs over there right now. And maybe that's because of roster construction, moves made, money spent, you know, the whole gamut. Shelton's the easy fall guy, and I certainly understand firing him. I don't dispute that one bit, but like, I don't think they soured on Shelton because like they just think he's a bad person. I just think it's a rough situation bigger than Derek.
What kind of impact, if any, tangibly, do you think this could have on the team? Positive impact, if you had to hypothesize.
If I had to hypothesize, Chris, I would say that they do really like Donnie Kelly. I think guys will react to this and play for Donnie. I think Donnie does a really good job of something that I don't think Shelty did a great job of, and that's taking analytics and marrying them with actual baseball feel. I would hope that Donnie, being in that Jim Leland school, he was with the Astros for a couple years, they do a good job of this. Like, you can be analytically driven, but you also need to understand what's happening in front of you. And I think Derek got a little bit too adherent to that in his later days. And so, I mean, I think there's going to be a push. They have to realize what this means. Their careers are on the line and how this team responds. So I think there will be a response. It's just when we come down to it, is there a good enough roster underneath that? And I don't think there is right now.
Well, that Jason, that gets me to my next point. You're going to watch the general manager, the guy who put this roster together, speak in 20 minutes. He's supposed to address the media. He had the first line in the release saying Derek Shelton was let go. Both of those facts frustrate me as an observer, because I think he, if we're rating each guy on the quality of job they have done, I think he's done a worse one than Derek Shelton, and yet those facts that he's speaking, that he was in the press release, make me think he's going to be here at least through the end of the year, and I don't understand why.
I don't either, Chris. Why do you allow this guy to take another swat at the draft? You know, you draft Henry Davis 1-1, and he's a backup catcher, and so you're going to let him make another pick? Like, I thought they should have at least gotten two out of there, probably three with Travis Williams. I certainly wouldn't have argued with it. I don't understand why you keep Ben Cherington. I guess the reason would be that he oversees too much and maybe you reassess at the end of the year, but I worry about how much damage you do in the meantime. And I completely agree with your jumping off point that he has not put together a good enough roster. Derek Shelton in many ways was set up to fail this year. For past years, the roster hasn't been good enough. Granted, he hasn't done enough with the roster that he's given. I think that's a completely fair criticism. But Cherington has been much worse at his job than Shelton has. I completely agree with that.
Jason Mackey with us. Shelton said they were going to win on the margins this year. We've had calls. We've even said it. Fundamentals were lacking. They would give away outs. They'd give teams extra outs. In your opinion, why was that the case? You were down at spring training. Why is it that was the emphasis put on this team? That's not something that should be out of the question for a major league team, even one with a small payroll, that they at least play the game in what looks like the right way. And they didn't too often under Shelton. Jason, why?
Yeah, I think there's a couple factors at play, Andrew. And these do all add up to what we're talking about, not winning on the margins. Like, one, you're signing players that nobody else wants, basically. You know, they're only coming to Pittsburgh because that's their only option. And a lot of times those guys are going to be lacking in some areas. And a lot of times that's been baseball sense. I also think this is under Cherington's purview. Well, I guess the other thing is, too, where their development system has not been good enough. I know I gave them a chance. Others gave them a chance to blow it up and try to develop players better. They haven't done it. A lot of the guys who have struggled have been young players who should know better, and they're not being taught any differently. They also haven't been held accountable enough. That's something with Derek Shelton. I wish he'd be more of a jerk. I wish he'd be in guys' faces a little bit more, and he's kind of been like ho-hum the nice guy the way he was in 2021 and 22. What? I don't know. I think he felt like that was his job, like brought here to sort of keep things together, and he never really evolved from that to sort of a taskmaster to say, like, look, you have to play winning baseball. This is unacceptable. I don't need to, like, keep everybody happy. Maybe you did in those first few years where you didn't have any talent, but in 23, 24, and especially 25, like, that's unacceptable. You need to go to the bench. If you can't make fundamental plays, there need to be consequences, and Shelton never did that.
How about his feel for the bullpen, Jason? I thought that was brutal.
Yeah.
And the question that comes up all the time with that is how much of that is him and how much of that is the front office during a game?
Too much. He said, I had Matt Capps on the post-game show the other night. I forget what night this was. This is where he went Majinski to Borucki to Sugar. And I asked Capps about that move. And he said that that was pre-planned. That was scripted all the way. And so, I mean, that is front office stuff. And that was the wrong move. And so in that instance, blame the front office, although Shelton should override it. I can't parse out like a percent, Andrew, but I think it is the front office is certainly involved in making these decisions, and they shouldn't be. The manager should have the last say and should have a feel for the game. And Derek did not have that. We saw that in the final 10 games or the 10 game losing streak, excuse me, at the end of last year, where he was turning to guys that it just made no sense. Like he had this thing about him where he was like blindly wanting Colin Holderman and David Bednar to be good. And I don't understand that. So, I mean,
that carried into this year too and cost him games.
I agree with you. The front office has had too much input, but Shelton has not had enough feel with that either. He's been very bad in that area.
Jason, I know it's not going to be Charrington. Are there any other people that you expect could lose their jobs who are like very tight with Shelton? Is he one of at least multiple moves, or do you think this is where it starts and ends with the Pirates as far as any kind of shakeup right now?
Chris, I will preface this by saying, having covered Nutting in 2019, whenever they went Hurdle and then Coonerty and then Huntington in a weird succession, I have no clue what the heck Bob's going to do. I don't think Shelton will be the only one, though, to not dance around the question. Like, he has had such a profound impact on who's hired. Like, from, you know, who's handling clubhouse stuff or travel, or like, his fingerprints are all over this stuff. So I don't think those people are immediately going to lose their jobs, but I think there's going to be a big time reevaluation of this. I can't imagine, you know, just because they get through the season with Charrington, I don't agree with this, but I can't imagine that means that Ben is safe in perpetuity. I think you have to relook at it after the season. But Shelton's just touched so many parts of this organization that I can't help but think the fallout's going to affect some other people.
Jason Mackey, who is covering the Derek Shelton dismissal press conference for us in the Post-Gazette. Check him out. Nights for us and weekends and Pirates pre and post on 93.7 The Fan. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it.
All right, dudes. Have a good day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.